I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India's Supreme Court wants to know what the government in Orissa state has done to stop a wave of anti-Christian rioting. In the meantime, religious reprisal continues. Official sources say at least a half dozen churches were set ablaze this week. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundarajan says they put their ministry on hold for now.
The violence that started in the villages was slowly seeping its way into the cities. And so my question to him this morning was, what's going on? And he said, I thought that this was going to be something that would subside, but it has shown no signs of subsiding, and in fact, it's gotten worse and worse.
Next, during the month of Ramadan, Muslims ask forgiveness for past sins, pray for guidance into the future, and try to purify themselves. The daily fast is broken at sundown with a large feast. Sat7's David Harder says it's also a time when families get together to watch television. It's a good time for Sat7's Peace Amidst Violence campaign.
People can be praying for those who are seeking to know the true God will experience Him. And we're hoping at Sat7, both for new Christians and for those who may be seeking, that they'll really come to know the true and living God during this time.
And Christian Resources International is partnering with a family in Pennsylvania to help pastors in India. The Rush family is sponsoring the 2008 October Great Crate. This 40-foot crate will be packed full of gently used Bibles and other donated used Christian resources to help bring the Word of God to India. Book drives are underway, and the family needs to raise nearly $11,000 to pay for shipping. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed forever by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.